Monologue 5.
I know there's nothing I can do about it. Of course he can't put it back again, but at least surely I have the right to let off steam a bit, don't I? I mean, I told him, didn't I? I told him. Just a bit here, I said. Just a little bit here, and just the tiniest bit there, and nothing at all off here. Nothing. Well, then I closed my eyes, as I always do. That's part of the satisfaction, I always think. It's, well, it's relaxing. But he kept on snipping and snipping, and suddenly I came out of my daydream and looked in the mirror. Ah! Well, I told him what I thought of him, I can tell you. I mean, if it had been my first time, it would have been different. But I've been going for months, and it's always been perfect. Anyway, never again. And don't try to tell me it's not too bad, because it's terrible. You know it is. Look at it. Just look at it. You can smile if you like, but I'll tell you one thing. We're not going this evening, or at least I'm not going. I can just see their faces if I did. I can just see your sister's face especially. Anyway, they'd preferred to have you on your own. And you know what I think of your mother's cooking. Tell them I've got a cold. Well, I soon will have, won't I?